Microsoft was back in court today with the 9 states that continued to press antitrust charges against the company. The state attorneys general didn't like the deal that Microsoft struck with the Justice Department and decided to see if they could do better. In court today, attorneys for the states said the giant software maker is still engaged in anti-competitive behavior that must be stopped. Microsoft's attorneys said the proposals put forward by the states would have a devastating impact on the company. NPR's Larry Abramson spent the day in the courtroom and joins us now. Larry, this isn't over yet. Remind us where we are in this entire process.
It's me again, Robert. You thought you'd gotten rid of me, but no, this case could have been over last year. The federal government and 9 of the states said, we've had enough. We have a settlement with Microsoft. We like what we've gotten, and we're ready to, take what we've gotten and go home. But 9 of the other states, pushed on by some of the companies that live there, said this is nothing. This is not good enough. It'd be nice to have this over with for us too, but we really want a strict punishment, strict terms against Microsoft. Microsoft will weasel out of any sort of loose contracts that you sign, and so they asked for more. So here we are again, continuing to try to get some kind of remedy for found antitrust violations.
When this case started out nearly 4 years ago, the focus was on the battle between 2 pieces of web browsing software, Microsoft's Internet Explorer and the Netscape Navigator.
Right.
But as I understand it, the states are now trying to expand this to many other markets.
Well, they're saying that since this case got started, Microsoft has started delivering Windows with media players on it, with software that can develop photos. They've also moved into producing software for handheld computers and for cell phones. And they're trying to get the judge to believe the idea that she needs to come up with a prescription that will stop Microsoft's monopoly control from expanding into these other realms.
But are the states asking that the browser, the Internet Explorer, should be taken away from Microsoft?
Well, they more or less are. They're saying that the browser is the ill-gotten gain, the fruit of their violations, as they called it. And they basically want Microsoft to distribute the browser as what's called an open source piece of software. That means Microsoft wouldn't really own the code behind it. They wouldn't really be able to make any money off of it anymore. And they're saying this is the way to punish an antitrust violator, is by taking away their intellectual property rights so that they won't do something like this again.
Now, Microsoft fought very hard against the order to break up the company. And now Microsoft says that these proposed remedies that the states are seeking are even worse than that. How do you hear that? As hyperbole, or is it possible that what the states are seeking is worse than breaking up Microsoft?
Well, everything in this case is hyperbole. Yeah. Everybody says the sky is falling tomorrow, and it hasn't fallen yet. But Microsoft says what's really bad here is that the states are trying to force Microsoft to distribute a version of Windows that the states have designed, basically one where you could rip out all of the extra features, those media players and things that I talked about. Microsoft has worked really hard to integrate those features into Windows so that they cannot be removed, so that Microsoft can say, you get this complete operating system, you don't need any more software at all. Microsoft says that if we had to rip this stuff out, it would basically make this piece of software, Windows, it would just make this operating system worthless, and we would basically go out of business. We would be done for.
From what you heard in court today, do the parties to this regard this as some ancient bit of business from out of the 20th century, or the wound still raw and hurting?
Microsoft is still Darth Vader as far as many of these software companies are concerned, and they're not going to give up until they have slain this dragon, to mix my metaphors.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.